What does reentry mean? It refers to how someone who is incarcerated reenters a community. But before getting out, inmates start planning for their release. It might include step-by-step programs, some required and some optional, intended to help to be successful in a community. Ex-felon Edward Hansen says he's been in once, and he thinks he knows what's kept him out.
I don't think I would have stayed out of jail if I went to had a good support system for my folks. They did, you know, job-wise and everything, you know. And I think that really helps. You know, some people don't have that.
He says he had a clean record and was put into minimal custody.
My dad had a business, so I went right to work as soon as I was able to work. And I worked there the whole time I was in the halfway house.
But what if you don't have that personal support? Meet Sean Stewart. He's in his early 40s and had been in and out of prison since he was 13 years old.
My family had had enough, tired of supporting bad decisions, and they cut me off. And that was the big eye-opener for me. I never felt so alone in my life. I've done 13 years over the last 20. I was alone for the first time. I didn't want to be alone anymore, so I made some decisions to take some steps to make things better.
He decided to make a change from within the correction system, opting into a 6-month therapeutic treatment program. There's regimented chores, counseling, group therapy, and intense positive verbal confrontations from other inmates who have been in the program longer. Stewart says it was grueling.
That's the thing. Finishing the program, had an opportunity to go to the halfway house. Show up at the halfway house. Again, there was more treatment involved. There was aftercare. There was cognitive thinking class, one-on-ones. It was beneficial. I wouldn't be where I am today without those classes. 6 years and a month of sobriety.
Danny Cashman was in and out of jail for addiction, petty theft, and probation violations. About 6 months into a long sentence that began in 2010, she says she woke up.
I've got to be done. I've got to change my life. Getting up there in age, one isn't enough is enough. I have a beautiful husband, a beautiful family, a beautiful home that I'm almost lost over this last charge. I got a big sentence, and I knew that it was just time to be done.
Cashin also opted into the correction system's residential treatment program.
And then that was when my real plan, I had to make plan of action, what I was going to do when I was going to walk out those doors.
Without a plan, she said it would have been easy to fall back into bad habits. Instead, she got into transitional housing, had an ankle monitor, and got a job.
For the first time in my life, I knew where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do.
These three former inmates, Danny Cashin, Edward Hansen, and Sean Stewart, all had different experiences, but all have similar takeaways for others re-entering society.
You want to be done. No one can make you be done. You have to be done.
Anything that you can use as a tool to help you, that keeps you on the right track. And now I'm the guy that has a big bank account, you know, getting ready to buy a new car. And so, and I'm actually pretty proud of that. So don't be afraid to ask for help, because there's lots of people out there that want to help you.
I've built a life I'm happy with, a life that keeps me from wanting to go to my old life. Idle hands are the devil's playground with me. If I can keep working, and I feel like I keep making steps in the right direction. So change is possible.
So reentry back into a community from incarceration for these felons is an everyday work in progress. Edward Hansen works at Fred Meyer and takes care of his 70-year young mom. Danny Cashin is still on parole and is starting her own cleaning business. And Sean Stewart also is still on parole, currently working with a local construction company, and recently just received 70% custody of his 8-year-old son. They're doing well and living life on life's terms, like normal people. In Juneau, I'm Elisonga Milligrock.